And this time on Culture File, we're ready to pour another martini shot with writer and producer Rob Long. This week, Rob has been in the coffee shop encountering fame.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot. I have a famous friend you've never heard of who was recently presented with an expensive watch. It was one of those enormous clunky things that sits on the wrist like a very shiny hockey puck, and my friend was particularly proud of it. So proud, in fact, that he immediately posted a photograph on his Instagram account of the watch on his wrist. It was a gift, you see, from the company that makes the watches, which shouldn't be surprising if you've been paying attention to your social media channels. They sent him the watch to wear because he is what people call an influencer. And what's supposed to happen is this. You follow him on some social media platform, pick your favorite, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok. He's on all of them. And you see the watch and you think, wow, this guy on Instagram seems cool. And if he thinks this watch is cool, it must be. So I will allow him to influence me to buy that watch, even though he got it for free, which is the only reason he's wearing it in the first place. You and I may spend our humdrum working hours toiling away like modern-day galley slaves, but there are some people who have figured out the trick to the good life. You just amass a zillion followers on Instagram and offer yourself up to the fashion brands. Get famous on Instagram, and you'll soon be sporting a wristwatch that costs somewhere north of $25,000. This is what I call the democratization of celebrity. For years, high-end luxury brands have lavished gifts on the Hollywood famous, the original influencers, in the hope that someone will photograph the recipient wearing or carrying or displaying or whatever the bit of swag. But the definition of stardom has changed over the past decade as the media choices have fragmented into a kaleidoscope of channels and streamers and apps. It's possible to be a very famous person that no one has ever heard of. On a different morning at the same local coffee shop, I saw a scruffy and disheveled young man drinking a cappuccino and eating a pistachio croissant, which meant that despite the outfit, he was probably not homeless. Also, he was wearing a t-shirt with the name of an obscure to me designer on it. That's not an obscure designer, a friend of mine told me when I pointed him out. That's his name. He's wearing a t-shirt with his own name on it. How do you know? I asked. Because I recognize him from his old show on the Disney Channel, my friend said. I mean, I wouldn't without the t-shirt, probably. He's older now and chunkier, and he didn't have those tattoos on his Disney show. But with the face and the name so close together, yeah, it's him. It wasn't entirely clear what the former child star was aiming at. Maybe it was an easy way to head off interruptions. Excuse me, I don't mean to disturb you, but my friend and I were wondering if you are the guy from that Disney show? Or maybe it was purely promotional, just trying to keep his name front and center by showing it around a hip and industry-heavy coffee shop. Or maybe it was a sly and clever piece of performance art, forcing the viewer to compare the memory of the handsome, slim young teen with the paunchy, sort of homelessy 20-something guy with a croissant, uncomfortably reminding us all of the ravages of time and the reaper who cannot be avoided. Or maybe he's got a million followers on some social media platform that I don't know about, and the t-shirt is something he's selling, and the brands are lining up to get him to influence his audience, who I also didn't know existed. But that's the way Hollywood is these days. One day you're the biggest star for a certain age segment on the Disney Channel, and the next you're sitting anonymously next to me at a coffee shop near a guy with a million Instagram followers and a gigantic watch who, a few weeks ago, was behind the counter making coffee. And you're both famous and unfamous at the same time. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll save Hollywood. This is Rob Long.
And Rob will be back next Thursday with another much-deserved martini shot. And don't forget to follow Culture File's Martini Shot playlist on Spotify, and indeed Culture File there and wherever you get your podcasts.